Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, get your Bible, a notepad, and a pen. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. We give you a lot of scripture, and we make sure the scripture interpret the scripture. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. St. John 5:39. And the Bible said, no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation, which means we don't supposed to give our own interpretation of the scriptures. We're supposed to let the scripture interpret the scripture. Glory to God. I want to take you into a message today, revealing the man of sin. Glory to God. I want to show you how Satan came in the church, established certain doctrines and teachings and mindsets, and he used those different things to cause the church to fall away from the truth. The Bible said we're supposed to contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 3, the Bible said, let no man deceive you, letting us know that the enemy is going to use men. He's going to use good men. He's going to use bad men. He's going to use men to try to deceive the church. So it says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The day of the Lord is at hand. Jesus is soon to come, but I believe that God has given us this word to reveal him in the church. Glory to God. We know one day he's going to go in the literal temple and he's going to declare that he's God and try to exalt himself above all that is called God. But before he go in that literal temple in Jerusalem, he's now in the temples of God, which is the body. The Bible said the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And God's temples now house a lot of teachings, a lot of belief systems that God did not send to the church. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I want to take you into the word, and we want to show you some of the doctrines of devils that's been taught to the church that we need to escort so that we can get ready for the coming of the Lord. Let's go now into the broadcast entitled Revealing the Man of Sin.
I think I'm raising up some more contenders for the faith. I had one in Houston, Texas, two of them actually, went in one of the biggest churches in Houston. He probably online, went in one of the biggest. The man stood up in the church and told everybody going to sin. Nobody can stop sinning. And they had two people in there, been discipled by this ministry, got word about it. I think one of them was there and the other one got word. Well, they set up an appointment to meet with him. And it'd been like 2 weeks. They went in today and they challenged them on the scriptures. I'm serious. They went in and said, that man ain't going to never be the same. You ain't going to get away with this preacher telling folks that. That ain't in the Bible. Amen. Come on, Judy. Say something for somebody else, Judy. That's good. These chapters are interesting. I need you to go read them when you get a chance, because I'm telling you what I'm trying to tell you is for the safety of your soul.
Bless God. Well, I was reading Matthew 23, and I was reading, I'm listening to it, and like you, when you do a number, I look at when Jesus was talking about woe, scribes and Pharisees, and that was eight woes that he went against.
Eight woes? I didn't count them. Wow. Do you know the woe is pronouncing a judgment?
Yeah.
Every time he said woe, he pronounced a judgment on them.
And it did it eight times in Matthew's.
That's good. I didn't know that.
Then he came back and going to talk about he called them fools.
He called them fools.
That daddy. He did it two times.
Now, he didn't call people this. Now, he did. Whenever Jesus dealt with common people, he loved on them and met them where they were to get them out of their sin. When he dealt with these leaders fooling these people, he did not play.
That's right.
Call them fools. Call them dogs.
Yep.
Call them snakes.
I was getting to that.
Go ahead. So y'all don't think I'm up here doing something out of order here.
Yeah, because even he called them, and twice he called them just blind. That they
he said,
blind.
You're blind.
Yep. And then I read when he said, you serpent.
You call them serpent.
Viper. And then he tell them, how can you escape the damnation of hell?
Listen to Jesus. How you going to escape the damnation of hell? You see, you know what Jesus is doing this for? Jesus is doing this because he loved the sheep. He loved people. And these some of these leaders done deceived people for so long, and now God is upset. Amen. And he going to deal with it. And he's dealing with it. And that's the thrust of this ministry, so y'all know what we're about, you know. Anybody else before we move on? That was good. Okay. That's all I need is two witnesses. If you didn't read those chapters, you get a chance, read Ezekiel 34, the whole chapter, Matthew 23, the whole chapter, Jude, the first chapter, only one chapter, 2 Peter chapter 2, the whole chapter. Read those chapters, and it shows you the anger of God against the leadership that has messed the church up. Because by now, the church is supposed to be looking like Jesus. And the reason the church is not looking like Jesus is because they had a lot of spots up here that spotted up the church. And whenever God get ready to move in order, he always move in order. He start with the head first, then come to the body. Okay, so he's cleaning up this thing right here. Okay, now, revealing the man of sin. I got to reveal him to you further. Now, before, let me show you this first. Okay, let's look at this scripture before I move on. Okay, John chapter 6, verse 6-6 says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him, which means they left Jesus, they left God, and never served him again. Now, y'all know where they end up at, right? They went to hell because their names was in the book of life because among those many was the 70 apostles. Now, keep in mind, now I need y'all to get this picture. Jesus on the earth, he got 70 apostles. He called them apostles. He sent them out. They went out, raised the dead, healed the sick, preached the gospel, came back rejoicing. And Jesus said, don't rejoice because the devils are subject to you. Rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So all their name was written in heaven. But right here, they stopped walking with him. They was with Christ, but now they stopped walking with Christ. Now they, what? Antichrist. That's where the Antichrist spirit took off at. So you got 12 apostles, Jesus, 70 apostles, and however many other people was following him. All on the left but the 12. Now, that goes to show you there's more bad ministers than good ones. There it is right there in the scripture. So I don't want you to, and then I'm not trying to paint a picture to where you judge every minister you see. You can't do that either. You got to keep your heart pure because this is a true test of the agape love of God. Because you're going to have to love people no matter where you see them. Because you don't know if a person is bad, how you know he ain't going to repent tomorrow? How you know he ain't going to repent next week? Okay, if you to judge me, what would you be doing now? Because I wasn't always where I am. So you got to keep your heart pure, but you got to keep your discerner on and keep testing every preacher. You're supposed to. Why? Because there's more bad ones than there are good ones. Do y'all understand my heart? Everybody understand that? Because I want your spirit to stay right as I teach this. This is important. And it's necessary. But my point here, you got Jesus, 12 apostles, 70 apostles, and however many else was following, all of them leave, and you got Jesus and 12. That lets you know right there, it's more bad ones than good ones according to the scripture. And one of the 12 was a devil. One of them that stayed with the devil. Devil took off with all of them and said, I'm going to just stay over here just in case. He going to stay in somebody. Judas. Okay, so I want you to see how bad that is. Go to the next scripture, Nisha. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 6. Now watch this. Now when Jesus rose from the dead, this is teaching, we're in class tonight, very important for where we're going. When Jesus rose from the dead, before he ascended, he getting ready to ascend, and before he leave the earth, he met with some people to let them know I'm alive and well. Okay, and he give them some instruction. Bible say after that he was seen of above how many? 500 who? Brethren. No demons. Brethren. Brethren, people who believed in him. He appeared to over 500 at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some are falling asleep. Talking about, you know, as time progressed, some of them died. But at this time it was above 500. It was more than 500 people that Jesus appeared to before he finally went back up, and he gave them instruction. He told them, go and wait for the promise. And the promise is going to come in 10 days now. 10 days. Some of them couldn't wait 10 days for God. He said, go wait. There's a promise coming. Go wait. And then you're going to be endued with power. Then you're going to go out preaching. But go wait for the promise. Let me show you how many waited. I'm trying to show y'all how bad it is by the Bible. So when the Bible said few, y'all better believe few going to make it. And few there be that may go in thereat. Don't let crowds fool you. Okay, Acts 1:15. Now that's above what? 500. Look at this scripture. Acts 1:15. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said the number of the names was together was about what? What happened to 380 of them? Huh? It was about. It wasn't 120. It was about. So they get worse. So he met with 500, above 500, and he told them, go wait. Only about 120 went and obeyed him. I'm trying to get y'all to see how it really is by the scriptures. Okay? Now go to Acts 20, verse 28 through 30. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and unto the flock. These are preachers he's talking to now, over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grieve you. Now, all, what we've been looking at is all disciples that went bad, right? Now we're finna see some wolves that was never disciples. This thing getting worse. We're finna see some people come in the church now. They wolves in sheep clothing, they was never saved. It says, for I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves, he taught my preachers, grievous wolves come in, entering in among you, not sparing the flock. They don't care nothing about the flock. All they care is about what you can do for them. They may act like they love you, but they don't. Because if they ain't watching for your soul, they don't love you. Then he said, now these are wolves, plural, coming in. So I want you to keep in your mind, all these people, all these 70 apostles done left, whoever else he done fed, I know a lot of them people, look at the multitude he fed. None of them now. Then 12 stay, and one of the 12 is a devil. Then he meet with 500, above 500, and all of a sudden only about 120 obey him. And now Paul over here said more wolves gonna come in. Boy, this day, boy, you better keep your discern on. He said, not only wolves going to come in, watch what Paul said to his ministers that he got saved and raised up. Also among your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Boy, that thing is ugly. When I'm teaching this thing right here, y'all better be glad you got a leader that's going to keep this holy. This going to be holy. We're going to be right. Amen. We'll grow and get skinny again in here. It's just going to be right. We'll keep growing and losing weight. I'm telling you. Because I care for your soul and I want you to see a true presentation of Jesus Christ. I want you to have shepherds that lead, that follow Jesus, that you can trust. And you can have hope that one day I can attain that if they did it. Okay, Philippians 3. Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. The reason Paul had to say that is there were so many ministers posing to be God's ministers and it was a bad example and Paul had to write to the church. He said, brethren, just be followers of me. He said, because he said, many of them walk, but I'm telling you, they're enemies. He said, brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which so walk as you have us for an example. I walk, everything I do according to what this chief apostle laid out in the scripture by the Holy Ghost. If you see me do anything other, teach anything other, come say something to me, man of God. And he will too. Y'all hear me? But you ain't going to see me doing it. Because whatever I do, I'm going to be inside this book. Because I got to be the example. And every other preacher got to do the same. And if that preacher don't do it, sheep, call him on it. So he said, follow me. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. Paul said, I'm weeping telling you that they are enemies of the cross. He said, preachers in the pulpit are enemies. He said, I'm telling you they're enemies. Now y'all see why I preach like I do? You see it, Sister Delisa? You see why I don't deal with that foolishness even in my own bloodline? I ain't going to deal with that. If you my mama and you wrong, I'm going to tell you you wrong. And all of us should be like that because you can't compromise. Amen. Then he said, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. See, it's what they can get. Whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Whenever you see a preacher always prophesying, Listen to their message. If it's always about the earth, I see a house, I see a car. Now, sometimes God will bless you with a house and a car. You know what I'm saying? But if your whole ministry, oh, I see God blessing you, prophesying natural things, that's a wolf. That's an antichrist. They are about earthly things. My thing is to keep you focused on glory, keep you focused on the world to come. Because God said, if you just seek me, I'll meet your earthly needs. Seek me, seek the kingdom, and I'll meet these needs. For our conversation is in heaven. See, a true preacher conversation is about heaven. Our conversation is heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how you tell a true preacher and a false preacher. Okay, let me hear Titus. Hurry up, Nisha. Let me get through this. Titus 1 and 10. All right. For there are many unruly and vain talkers. He taught my leaders. I'm going to show you. And deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, who, now watch this, whose mouths must be stopped. Sister DeShondra, that's why you get stirred up, because you're going to have to help me stop their mouth. She got stirred up. She didn't want to walk. I said, you just got a call on your life. You got the same boldness I got. Amen. And God got you here training, because we got to call them out. And we're going to do it in love. You know, we're going to realize that we was once foolish, but God, now God done got us together. Now we're going to call that stuff out when we see it and just tell you, this ain't God. Here it is in the Bible. And God needs some people with courage like that. He's dependent on us. Okay. It says that whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching. I told you there was leaders. They subvert whole houses, God's houses too. Teaching things which they ought not to teach. Why? For filthy lucre. You know what that is? Money. Money cometh. That ain't come from God. One of them, watch this. One of their own preachers. Why? One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Christians are always liars. One of the preachers got them told off on everybody. All of us liars. Look at that. Always liars, evil beast. Look at what part the Bible calling them. Slow bellies. This witness is true, whereof rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. That's why I don't play with little brother. Is he little in the spirit? I don't play with you. Okay. And I'm very loving with people now. I just don't play with leaders misleading folks. All right, Matthew 24, 4 through 5. Watch this. I'm about finished with this. Jesus talking. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Now you see why he keeps saying, take heed that no man deceive you. Look how many of them, of course, that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying I'm Christ. Christ mean anointed. They go, all of them claim to be anointed by God. All right. Jump 1 John 4 and 1. Put that up there. And that's the last one for here, for this. Beloved, he's talking to all of you, all of the sheep, all the people that love God. You really want to serve God. You really want to go to heaven. He said, beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't believe everybody you hear. Hear them, but check them out. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, plural, whether they be of God. Here's why you're trying them. You're going to see whether they are of God. And here's why. Because many false prophets are going out into the world. That's why he tell the flock, test everybody. The tester means to, and again, it don't mean judging them, sending them to hell, hating people. I'm not saying that. You got to be mature enough to know how to listen, because it may be God talking through a preacher, but you got to be mature enough to have your ear, know your Bible, read your Bible, have the Holy Spirit living in you, and listen to them. While you're listening, what you're doing is you're discerning what they're saying, and you're examining it. You're examining it by what are the Holy Ghost telling you inside? How you feeling about what you're hearing? And because see, the Holy Ghost, when he live in you, he when you're hearing something wrong or a lie, you're not going to feel good inside. That's the spirit saying something wrong with that, something wrong with that. See, and he's trying to tell you something wrong. And then you go read your Bible. Some kind of way God will show you how wrong that was. This is how you test everything in the last hour. And the reason I teach you this is because your soul hang in the balance. Now, revealing the man of sin in the church. Now, the man of sin got in the clergy first. It is still in the clergy. And the Bible said that before the Lord returned, the man of sin going to be revealed. So this teaching, which is a series of teaching, is revealing the man of sin. I am not trying to reveal some person to put them on the spot or make them look bad. I'm revealing the man of sin. Now, if that person who is housing the man of sin don't repent, he will be embarrassed. But my motive is to reveal the man of sin. Y'all see the difference?
Yeah.
So as I reveal the man of sin, keep your emotions in check. Don't hate. You can't hate nobody and resent nobody. You got to love people. People's are souls. But if a person got a spirit in him, you got to know how to distinguish that. Everybody understand that? Let me reveal a man of sin. Okay. I watched Jimmy Swaggart the other day. He's just the main one. He's just a spokesman. I'm not going to show the film tonight because I'm going to give Sister DeShondra a break. What is that? This is the most dangerous Bible I've seen in 58 years. Now, I'm 58 years old, and even when I was a baby, you know, babies don't understand what they're looking at. But if my eyes laid eyes on a Bible, I'm still using all them days. This is the most dangerous Bible I've ever seen in 58 years. This man took God's word and perverted it and put all his thoughts and a little God's words in there. That is wrong. I'm like, I got me another one. I've been ministering to people. But anyway, now God gave me authority to do this too. He reassured me today, man of God, that I've given you the authority to do what you're doing, because I went and fasted and prayed. I was asking God to send someone else, open their eyes, Lord, send somebody. And he said, I'm sending you. But I had no idea how far this would go. He told me, he said, we're not finished with them. I said, huh? We not finished. So that means he's going to use me. So he said, I got some things for you to do. And he told me, he unveiled some stuff to me that's coming. God told me, I'm using you. So he authorized me to do what I'm doing. And I don't have a problem with doing it because I'm sure not scared. And he got my back. He got my back. Okay. The study on the message of the cross played November the 3rd, 2015, between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. And the reason I'm giving you all of this information, so you don't think I'm playing. I'm giving Sister DeShondra a break, but you can go watch it on your internet if you want to. But you can go to their website, and you can go to SBN, the program archives, and find the date, 11-3-2015. Here's what Jimmy preached. Here's what he said. He said, there is no record that all the other apostles and the church got behind the Apostle Paul. Okay? Because see, their message is, you can go to heaven with sin. All you do is believe in what he did. And because Paul was struggling with sin. He tried to say Paul was struggling with his sins in Romans chapter 7. That's all perverted. Paul was not struggling with sin. But see, these other apostles said things that contradict his message. So he trashed all the other apostles. Now go find it if you think I'm lying. He said, there is no record that all the other apostles got behind the Apostle Paul. And he said, if they would have gotten behind Paul, the New Testament Bible would have been written different. Do you know what he just said? The Bible ain't good enough. If those apostles would have got behind Paul, the Bible would be different. So he said the Bible, God's word, is not good. It could have been better. That's the man of sin in people, teaching people. Oh, I told y'all this gonna get hot and heavy. I didn't say this. Don't y'all look at me. He said that. Now, 2 Peter 3, verse 15 and 16, Peter got behind Paul and embraced Paul. Acts 15, verse 24 and 28, the whole church and all the apostles got behind Paul and supported him. He said they didn't. When people are not testing what their leader said, that leader would teach you stuff that ain't nowhere near the Bible. Okay? All right. Watch what he said. He said, if the church would have got behind Paul, the Bible would have been different. I got the message. This is the message for the church in this hour, the message of the cross that he preached. He said, y'all get behind me. Get behind me. Stand with us. Finances, money. I got the message. He said, we got the message. He said, and if you do, he said, you will be in the center of God's will. He said, and your life will be blessed like never before. Go listen if you don't believe me. That's the man of sin that got in a man. And now the devil in that man exalted himself above God's word, because he just said God's word would have been different. Yeah. trying to show y'all the man of sin in the church. Now, it ain't just them and him. There's a lot of preachers preaching this. Okay, Lauren Lawson was sitting right there on the panel with him, and he said, Peter said Paul say some things hard to be understood. Then Lauren said, with the idea that hard to believe. Here's where he was going. See, because they just stated that the apostles didn't get behind Paul, which is a lie. Then Lauren came and stated, well, Peter said Paul said some things hard to be understood, but with the emphasis that Paul said some things hard to be believed. In other words, he tried to make it look like Peter said, Paul said some things hard. I can't believe that. Peter didn't do that. That ain't in the Bible. That man twisting the Bible. That's the man of sin in the church, in the pulpit, teaching people. Okay. All right. Lauren said this same day, same broadcast. The message of the cross don't make you righteous. Talking about the message they preach. I preach the message of the cross, but I preach the Bible message. The message that they preach, he said, the message of the cross don't make you more righteous. That's impossible. That message they preach don't make you righteous. That's impossible. Don't believe me? Go listen. And I'm supposed to reveal this. And that's why I took you through all those scriptures to show you how bad it is. And God just needs someone to uncover this so that people can know to start checking things out. Okay, so we'll save some souls by doing this. Okay, and that's why I'm doing it. He said, the message of the cross don't make you righteous. That's impossible. It make you more effective. I guess so if you got all the people giving all their money. It make you more effective in every area of your life except righteousness. Now, I included except righteousness, but he said it at first. It won't make you righteous. So he said it'll make you effective in every area of your life. So it's going to make you, the message they preach going to make you effective in every area of your life but right standing with God. The people should have exited right there. But they're not listening. Okay? Jimmy Swaggart stated on the same broadcast, you can't pray your way to victory. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, he said, I'll heal their land and forgive their sins. If you really go to God in honest prayer and you repent of your sins, God will give you a breakthrough. He said, prayer will not give you a breakthrough. He's trying to defend his message. You just got to believe in what he did. The sins in your life, you're going to always sin. Just believe in what he did and you're okay. He's trying to embrace his message. And I'm showing you the scripture don't agree with him. Okay. He said, James did not accept Paul's preaching. That's what he said. He said James was doing what Paul was against. And then Lauren said, you can love God and be off, because he was referring to Jimmy's statement about James, the Apostle James, the book of James you go read. He's down in these apostles and he's down in the Bible. Then he said, you can be off course and still be wrong. He was saying that referring to James. You will find yourself under, and he said, but you will find yourself under the dominion of sin. So they were saying that James was in sin. They established on the broadcast that James, did James, the Bible you read, man, I'd have left that church and never came back. Was this man tearing up the whole word of God? It was establishing that James the apostle was in sin. Okay. Then as they're getting ready to go off, Jimmy Swaggart said, are we saying that James could not live in victory? Yes, that's exactly what we said. That's what Jimmy Swaggart said.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. But for more free teaching, I want to send you to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.